You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Visit them for a quote at progressive.com. Brooklyn Nets at 2-6 have just fired Steve Nash as their head coach. Problems, obviously, with Kyrie Irving and the controversy surrounding him. It's kind of a mess in Brooklyn right now. Let's sort it all out. Alex Schiffer joins us from The Athletic, covers the Nets. How are you, my friend?
You call this a mess, given everything that's happened the past few years. I call this Thursday.
I gotcha. I totally understand. Let's get Steve Nash real quick. Given the off-season conversation of I want him fired, and then he gets fired, was it more than just the fact that they were the wins and losses, or was there a lot more to the dismissal?
I mean, that was obviously a big part of it. You know, he came into the season, as you said, with some heat under his seat. At the same time, you know, it just seems like his voice was stopped resonating with the team, and that was the bigger problem. And obviously the Nets are under a rapidly shrinking title contention window, and there's only, you know, they don't have any draft picks from the James Harden trade. They only have so much to barter with right now. Something had to be done, and this was really one of the only moves they had.
Let's get to Ime Udoka. Is that what's really happening? Are they going to make a move on Ime Udoka?
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be announced any hour now, and it wouldn't stun me if he's coaching tomorrow night in D.C. I have a suitcase pack expecting him to coach in D.C. tomorrow, but obviously that could change.
I felt like, and again, I'm asking you to talk about something in another city here, but I was kind of under the impression, a lot of us were, that that situation in Boston was so deep it made him damaged goods. Did that ease up, or was that just really not true?
You know, it's tough for me to say, as you said, because obviously I haven't reported on that extensively right. When it happened. But you know, there's only been so much of what actually happened released. You know, we'll see if Ime, assuming he still is the hire, has anything more to share on that. But right now, it's been such a bizarre handling of events in that situation. I think that it clearly wasn't bad enough to fully end his coaching career. And again, maybe he can shed more light on that subject. But certainly not the good optics look, given everything with Kyrie and now bringing on him regardless.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to, and that's kind of the reason why I asked that question. So we're dealing with a guy that's got sort of this controversy. We don't really know the details, but it's still controversial. There's still a discussion about exactly what's going on and what led to the suspension. And then you add Kyrie. It feels like now the Nets are in a position where their coach and one of their star players is in a situation where it's all about off-the-court stuff rather than what they're doing on the court.
That's exactly right. I mean, the Kyrie Irving situation, they put a statement out last night with them in the ADL, and apparently he's supposed to talk to us today. I'm actually talking to you guys on my way to practice right now, so we'll see if that holds up. But yeah, I mean, you know, you say it's all off the court. On the court hasn't gone very well either. I mean, they're 2-6. They just choked away a lead to the Bulls. They have the Wizards and Hornets coming up, two winnable games. Whether it's Ime, Jacques Vaughn, or another coach, you know, they have their work cut out for them to really salvage the season.
There are athletes who run to the beat of their own drum. I get that. I've seen that over and over again. I feel like Kyrie is just poking and poking and poking. What is your assessment of where he is and why he continues to sort of swim in controversy all the time?
Yeah, you know, there's always something with him. He definitely marches to his own beat. You know, in a bizarre way, you kind of got to give him props just in that he does not back down when he develops an opinion. While some people run off that mountain once they realize it's not the best idea, he goes down with the ship. But it's kind of crazy how there's just always something with him. Last year was the vaccine. His first year was the shoulder. You know, the personal absences in between. There's just always been something with him. And it's just crazy how he always finds another way back in the news one way or another.
All right, let's get to the basketball part of this, because when they are on the court, like you said, you can have all the controversy you want, but if you're getting wins, that's one thing. But if you're getting losses, it's certainly another, and they are getting losses. What is not gelling? How has Ben Simmons been acclimated to this? How is it all not working?
I mean, yeah, first of all, there's not really a Swiss cheese metaphor I can use defensively, because it's even worse than that. They're just non-existent defensively. Ben Simmons has looked bad when he's played, and then he has a knee soreness now. You know, he might not play for another few more games. So, I mean, it's been tough to acclimate him both from a rust and a just availability standpoint. And then they have other guys coming off long layoffs like Joe Harris, Seth Curry, T.J. Warren is still waiting in the wings. So, and even when they have their three-point shooters healthy, I mean, they're, I think, in the bottom five of the league in three-point shooting, which is not what was to be expected with a team that has Patty Mills, Seth Curry, and Joe Harris as top three shooters, the Kyrie and Kevin. So a little bit of everything. That's why I said whoever comes in as they work it out, I mean, they have a lot of problems to fix.
Ime Udoka, if he is indeed the hire, I know he had a period of time in Brooklyn. Do the players know him well enough? Do they like him? Is there any early buzz on his relationship with the guys on this team?
Yeah, you know, he knows a lot of these guys. I mean, he was with Patty Mills in San Antonio, Kevin Durant with Team USA. A good amount of guys that, as you said, were here from his time when his 1 year in Brooklyn. A lot of the guys liked him when he was in Brooklyn. So he comes in with previous relationships, familiarity. He also comes in with a different roster than the one he inherited in Boston, though, which is why it's going to be interesting to see what he can do, because they are a flawed roster. They are limited defensively. And to expect him to do what he did in Boston, I think right now, is just unrealistic given everything we've been talking about this morning.
Kevin Durant has always appeared to be a kind of a bigger thinker, right? Who just looks at, kind of evaluates the whole picture here. How is he reacting to all of this? Has he said anything about Kyrie's situation, Steve Nash? Has he kept quiet? How has he reacted to all of this?
Yeah, you know, he said he was surprised about the Steve Nash news, which surprised me a little bit, just because I kind of felt like the team had some idea that something could be coming, especially going into the season. You know, when asked about Kyrie Irving's situation, he said that it hasn't impacted their play, and it's been more blown up by the media. So he's been a little bit all over the map. And, you know, I asked him last game, I said, what do you think the new coach has to have? I'm not saying you're hiring him or going to have a say, but what do you think that the new guy has to have that Steve didn't? And he's just like, I don't know. He's like, and honestly, man, I don't know. That's why I asked the question. So he said, Joe, high IQ, just a good coach. So he's been a little bit all over the map and tough to read on a lot of this, frankly.
That's obviously a weird question, given that the talent is on this team. So to ask if it's fixable, it seems like it's an honest answer. But is there more to this? I mean, is it just not just talent? Is this fixable?
That's a great question, and it's the question. I think it's fixable, but I think there's a ceiling there. You know, I think the Nets, like I said, they're limited defensively. They have a lot of guys, you know, 6'1", 6'2", that are only going to give you so much help there. I think that their offense needs to carry their defense. They need to be a top-5 offense if they want to go far. And, I mean, the defense, again, like they're bottom in the league, so the bar there for improvement is pretty low. So I think it's fixable. I think that they have there's still a playoff team there. Is it a team that's still going to be playing in late May, early June? I doubt it. But I do think that they can go back into relevance. For sure.
All right, Alex, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's busy down there in practice, so I really appreciate you taking some time to help us sort out the mess that's now the Brooklyn Nets. Appreciate it, my man.
Thank you.
You got it. Alex Schiffer, as you could probably tell towards the end of that interview, getting a little bit more exciting wherever he was, considering he was covering Brooklyn Nets workout this morning. But he's right. It's for him, it's a Tuesday. For us, it's just the mess that's the Brooklyn Nets. The Ime Udoka thing, though, I don't know when I'm going to be able to shake it until I really know more details. And that's not even my business, to be honest with you. But I'm just out of just sports curiosity. It is amazing to me when you've got a player in Kyrie Irving that just swims in controversy all the time. And as I said to him, it feels like it's not just a guy that marches to his own drummer beat, right? It's not just, it feels like he's poking the bear all the time. Oh, you think about you think I'm controversial with the vaccine? How about I'm in controversy with this? How about I'm controversial with this? How about I'm also controversial with this? And it's just like, he feels like he's just pushing and pushing and pushing the limits to how far either the league will take him, the Nets will take him, the public will take him. Right. And then, okay, all right, but we get it. We've kind of done this song and dance with Kyrie before. This you know, anti-Semitic tweet that he put out where it was a link to a documentary filled with anti-Semitism, understand it, all right? Because that's probably one of the worst things he did. But the reality of it is, he gets and swims in controversy all the time. And so what do you do if you are Brooklyn? How do you fix this, right? Do you go out and do you get a coach that is kind of been waiting around, maybe willing to jump into a team, smart guy just outside looking in right now? Do you call somebody out of retirement? Do you promote a young upcoming coach? A guy that should be taking over a job, a guy that may have been turned down in a couple of interviews, but you know deep down has the potential to be a great coach. No, you don't do any of those things. No. You go get Ime Udoka because he led the Celtics to the NBA Finals in his first year in a way in which he treated star players in a way that said, I know how to reach my guys to make it an enjoyable run here in Boston. All the good things that Ime Udoka did. Oh, but by the way, he's swimming in his own controversy that's not going to go away in the fishbowl that is New York. Right? That's, to me, it's remarkable.
Do you
that
give,
they're doing this.
Do you give Kyrie one more season or like one with Ime Udoka?
He's great.
And how does Ime Udoka's suspension carry over?
See, that's what I'm. I don't think it's a suspension by the league. So I think he can just coach right away. So I think he can coach immediately.
Yeah, he's not suspended by the Nets.
No, he just can't work for the Celtics anymore. As you and I were talking about, as we've tried to dissect that story as best we possibly could, given the limited information that we had, but just based on our experience in corporate life, it just seems like it's one of those HR things where they're just like, he can't work here because if he works here, we're subject to a lawsuit.
Yeah.
So he can't be here. So we'll suspend him because we're working out the details on his exit strategy. That's basically how corporations work. I said this many times. When you're fired from a company, it is never like Donald Trump at a desk. You're fired. It's always HR taking its time. You get suspended. They go through legal. They make sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. And then they sit you down and they go, we got to let you go. Right? So Ime Udoka violated company policy by dating that woman and probably using vulgar language is what's being reported out of The Athletic.
And what we need to remember, you know, to add to that, it's Celtics.
It's
company
the Celtics.
Because like I said earlier, it's like if he went to the Lakers.
Sure.
There's no, I don't believe there's company policy.
Doesn't seem to be. Doesn't seem to be.
He would be fine.
So now you've got the media feasting on Kyrie's controversy. Now Ime Udoka comes in. You think they're just going to go, yeah, whatever. It's all right. He's got a little story.
Well, take the controversy out of it. And Ime Udoka comes in, he coaches, and you know, he's the head coach. Do we see a change in Kyrie, or is this kind of like, hey, Kyrie, you got this season to kind of get your act together? Because if I'm the Nets, I know you probably are in the hole owing him a ton of money.
Right,
but still. I would say finish out this season just because it's one less thing on his contract and cut him.
I can't imagine
it's
this
one.
It's one headache after another.
Yeah, if you're wanting to kind of like revamp your team, you know, get a better look. I mean, it's just this whole process has not worked for you guys at all since day one.
It's amazing, and if you follow the NBA, we've seen teams like what you think are going to be good. They not. This could be one of the worst periods of time any superstar-led team has ever been.
Oh, it is. I wouldn't say it's like going to be one. Group, it is.
We're going to look back on the Brooklyn Nets with James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving doing absolutely nothing with it.
Yeah.
Because one of his players can only play on the road.
Yep.
Right, and then one of the other guys was so sick of it, he was like, get me the hell out of here, man. I'm out of here. I can't do it. And then what do they do?
Ben Simmons.
Traded to a team. And the other team gets a useless basketball player who's always hurt and won't shoot. I mean, you could write a comedy movie about this.
There was a question posed to me, and I absolutely loved it yesterday. Is Ben Simmons left-handed or right-handed?
That is great. What a great.
And I sat there and I was like, that's a great question. I have no clue.
Golly, Ben Simmons. All right, we'll come back, wrap up this. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.